You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Look at Dr. Fauci. One of the reasons he's being dishonest is if this virus attaches to the Wuhan lab and he's been funding the Wuhan lab, yeah. It attaches with that moral culpability and responsibility. He wants none of that, but he can't be impartial because any funding to that the Wuhan lab now sticks to him. And that's why he's doing everything he can to cover it up.
Absolutely true. This is July 30th, 2021. That the words of Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, speaking on Tucker Carlson last night. Dr. Fake is being exposed. That is a very big, if not main, reason for the American public being denied the truth to even raise questions, to even question. We told you what the story is. Stay with that one. Big Tech says, if you vary from that story, we'll yank you from your platform. Big Tech, White House, targeting anyone who dares speak out against Dr. Fake, speak out against how the Biden White House is handling all of this, the new mask mandates, the vaccination mandates, and then more mask mandates, and, of course, our open borders with more and more illegals coming across, a million plus, many probably carrying COVID. We don't know for sure because we're not bothering to test them. If you follow the science, the Delta variant spreads faster than COVID did. The Delta variant does spread faster, but it is not near, not even anywhere near as deadly as COVID. So all this big concern about Delta variant, you might get it. You might get more. You might get it a couple times. But it's not near as deadly as COVID. And what I just said, Big Tech could decide that I need to be shut down because this monologue is going up on YouTube today. We always post the monologue. And then some select segments from various parts of the program. So we're going to see how long this monologue stays up. As I just said, the White House has bundled it. Biden has bundled it. Dr. Fake is being exposed and everything else I just went through. We're going to see how long it's allowed to stay up, or if it's allowed to stay, how many stickers are plastered all over it for real, true COVID information. Go to where we tell you to go. And meanwhile, we are doing nothing to keep COVID from entering as more than 1 million plus illegals entering our country since the presidential election. We'll probably have 2 million before the year is over if we don't do anything. And Biden, the Biden White House says, we are protecting you. That's a lie. You are being told you better get a vaccination. Maybe your employer is saying you can't work unless you have a vaccination. You're being told you're going to have to wear a mask again, even if you had the vaccination. And the Delta variant, you should be running around hair on fire, scared again. I want you to make a good decision for you and your family based on informative information from those you trust. Which does raise this question. Is talk radio programs like this and others to blame for many COVID deaths? We're going to get into that because it was a very interesting piece raised in a industry-wide publication a couple of days ago. I'm going to share my views, and also the views of another talk show host. But the Biden White House is lying if you believe that they're doing everything to protect you from COVID. And the most clear, definitive, right-in-your-face example is our border is open. If they were serious about shutting it down and making things better, That stops today. Border crossing stop. Now, they're going to tell you, oh, many they're coming across. Will you end up sending them back? Not likely. We're not really giving any figures from that either. Even when we're getting figures from some of those who insist that COVID is worse than anything and getting worse, and the numbers don't hold that truth either. And the other question is, where do these illegals go when they come into our country? That's a very big question. And, of course, we also have the situation with Olympian Simone Biles withdrawing from Team USA. It stated it was a mental issue and maybe some other factors. Dr. Rick Lehman with U.S. Center for Sports Medicine has worked with Olympians at all levels and pro athletes. He's going to join us on that point. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This White House is allowing our country to be not only invaded, many criminals crossing the border, MS-13 potential gang members or current gang members, but now they're letting a flow of people infected with COVID while they're telling students in the first and second grade you must wear a mask, where they're telling adults vaccinated you must wear a mask. This is what I say to the White House. Why don't you do something and stop this flow of illegal immigrants coming across this country with COVID? Why don't you do that? So tell me any common sense from this White House that demands vaccinated Americans wear a mask and students in school, and they have 2 million people crossing the border, many of them with COVID and doing nothing about it. This is insanity, Bill. Total insanity.
It is insanity. And those are the words of Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Republican, appearing on Fox with Bill Hemmler. He said, you got to tell me, you got to explain to me why we are mandating that children in school are going to have to wear a mask again. We're mandating you must be vaccinated if you're going to hold certain jobs, even with the government, even as a contracting agency. We're mandating you're going to have to new rules on masks you must follow step by step. Or Pelosi, if you're in the Capitol, they will arrest you. That blew up in her face as well. And it should. And in fact, Democrat leaders all around the country are facing a lot of criticism and blowback as they try to reimpose these mask mandates. The CDC said this week that even if you're vaccinated and you're in areas deemed as high risk, you should return to wearing masks indoors. Well, you know, a lot of folks are fed up with wearing a mask. Some say it's, it hinders my breathing. Fogs up my glasses, especially when, I can't really see anything. Whatever. You can have your excuse, whatever you want. But the bottom line is, You're being told you must do this. Well, now there's a flashback going on, and rightly so. And in fact, a group of congressmen protested the new House mask mandate as Pelosi released it. Congresswoman Boebert, Republican of Colorado, argued the government has no authority over such edicts. She said if we cave on our freedoms in the halls of Congress, what hope do the people have across America? She said, I will not comply with Pelosi's anti-science mask mandates. In fact, she can kiss my mask. I love it. I love it. Kiss my mask. Again, that's Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Republican, said this new mask mandate amounts to a socialist takeover of America led by Pelosi and President Biden. And you have to keep in mind, we do want to make sure the vulnerable are protected. But they have taken what was supposed to be science-based protection and issues, and they have weaponized it. That's exactly why we had the election that we did last time around, because folks were too afraid to go vote, so they were given a lot of absentee ballots to mail in, but they should certainly go to the store to pick up anything they wanted, or the liquor store. Couldn't go to church in some cases. You think they have not weaponized it? Of course they have. And down in Texas, the governor yesterday issued an order and saying, I'm going to order my state police and any city, county police, if you see a vehicle moving through your area and you think it might be filled with illegals being transported from one part of our state to another or even wherever they're headed, he said, I want them stopped, I want them pulled over, and I want them sent back to where they originated. And what has been happening is a lot of these charity groups in Texas, particularly the Catholic Charities, have been trying to step up and help the illegals who are allowed inside the country. They're trying to help provide for them where they're being overwhelmed. And when they're overwhelmed, then they got to move them. In some cases, they're moving them to some of these hotels that supposedly have been purchased or at least filled now with only illegals under a government contract. And if they get too many there, then they make sure they get on a plane and go somewhere else deeper into the interior. Or they put them on a bus and send them deeper into our interior. So the governor of the state of Texas said, if you see them moving through our state, moving what you might think is illegals, stop them, send them back to where they originated. So if they came out of one of these houses of protection and trying to provide food, meals, and shelter for them, then send them back there. Because then we will finally begin to expose just how bad this is. And the other point, as Governor Abbott made that decision to move forward with it, Lieutenant Governor Patrick said, when you really look at how we've been handling these folks coming across, you heard him say it doesn't make any sense. It's total insanity. But he said there is little, if any, COVID testing.
We're being overwhelmed. So if there's testing done, it's very minimal. And even if they test positive, there's nothing they do about it. The Catholic Charities bill are now transporting some of these illegal immigrants with COVID to a hotel. There's no supervision at these hotels. There's no restrictions at the hotel. A number of illegal immigrants left the hotel, went to a Whataburger, which makes the greatest burger in America, by the way, went to a Whataburger last week and infected everyone at Whataburger. And that's why we're going to turn, the governor is saying we're going to take our troopers and turn these buses around or these vehicles around that we believe have illegal immigrants on them with COVID, because they're just letting them go into America. They're letting them go into every city, in every Texas city. So tell me any common sense from this White House that demands vaccinated Americans wear a mask and students in school, and they have 2 million people crossing the border, many of them with COVID, and doing nothing about it.
Doing nothing about it, and yet telling you being an American citizen, you have to do what we tell you. I'll remind you again, the government just a week ago decided to continue and extend border crossing rules that we have regarding you leaving the U.S. going into Canada, or anyone from Canada coming into the U.S. It must be of essential travel, not just pleasure, not just because you want to. They're not going to let you do that. That's at the northern border. And yes, at the southern border, if you are a U.S. citizen and you want to go into Mexico on pleasure and any non-essential travel, you will be denied. And if you are in Mexico and you want to come into the U.S. for anything other than essential travel, you will be denied. Back up. Unless you're an illegal and you want to come in that way because it's the only way you can get into this country. And that point about testing, we have been lied to repeatedly on this. Oh, we're watching over it. We're taking care of people. I mean, we're dealing with it. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And in fact, Peter Ducey of Fox News was questioning the White House deputy press secretary yesterday on that very question. Just listen to the question.
You talk about this administration having a priority of protecting the American people. Can you help us understand why is it that the federal government is asking vaccinated Americans to wear masks to stop the spread of COVID-19, but at the same time, federal agents are also releasing COVID-19 positive border crossers into small towns in Texas? How is that?
Well, let's step back for a second because this is okay. Very interesting. I'm sure everything's fine.
Something I said.
It could be. But you know, you did laugh at my joke, so maybe that's a reaction to laughing at my joke. Okay, so I just want to be very clear here. I do want to answer your question, Peter. First, just to step back and do this 30,000-foot view, there's been no change in Title 42. Families and single adults are expelled, if possible, when apprehended at the southern border. The majority of apprehensions that we saw at the border in June were expelled. Those who can't be expelled or are awaiting processing are often placed in alternatives to detention programs while their cases are being reviewed.
What she just said, and I'll explain why they kind of had a little laughter in the middle of it. I meant for us to edit that out, and my bad, because it kind of threw you off maybe. A fire alarm began to sound at that point, and they all kind of stopped, and Ducey saying, well, maybe my question set it off, and she kind of laughed as well. So that was that. But when she says those we have found, even if they are adults or family units, they have COVID, we send them back. Really? Really? Do you believe that? Are they giving you any numbers to show? Now, though, they could make up some numbers. They can make up whatever we want, but we know how many are still coming across and into our nation right now. And then to add to that, this White House Deputy Press Secretary, I guess Jen Psaki said, I got to circle back some more. I can't deal with those people anymore. I don't know where she was, but she sent out the White House Deputy Press Secretary, and then she's trying to make sure you understand that Customs and Border Patrol, as she refers to them as CBP, is making sure that those illegals that we let in are properly masked and are treated.
CBP provides migrant with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody, and migrants are required to keep masks on at all times, including when they are transferred or in the process of being released. If anyone exhibits signs of illness in CBP custody, they are referred to local health systems for appropriate testing, diagnosis, isolation, and treatment. CBP takes its responsibility to prevent the spread of communicable diseases very, very seriously.
Well, to that point, she is right. The Customs and Border Patrol agents on the line do take it seriously because too many of them have been exposed to illegals who have COVID. And then they take it home to their families. When they go back after they finish their shift on the border, they go back home and they end up exposing it to their families or anywhere else they travel in that community. And now let me add this to you. While we're being pressed about all the vaccinations you've got to take, I mean, mandated, and you make your own decision. I've told you that repeatedly. You should make up your own mind. Use sources you trust, your own doctor, get another one or two doctors, whatever. If you're compromised anyway, then yes, you're more possibly going to be at higher risk. But let me point this out to you. The CDC is suddenly all concerned. 75% 75% of COVID-19 cases in an outbreak during large public gatherings on Cape Cod involved those who had been vaccinated. Well, of course, they're also saying, well, it's the Delta variant this time around. I told you in the opening monologue, we're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour, but the Delta variant by itself is considered, if you're going to follow the science, it is more easily spread, but it is not near as deadly. And there are a lot of new information pieces coming out that they continue to admit. Even the New York Times writer that I get my morning report from every morning, good morning, Larry, he said, COVID is more mysterious than we often admit. You think? He said, consider these mysteries. In India, where the Delta variant was first identified, caused a huge outbreak. Cases have plunged over the last 2 months. A similar drop may be underway in Britain. In U.S., cases started falling rapidly in early January. In March and April, the Alpha variant helped cause a sharp rise of cases in the upper Midwest and Canada. It seemed poised to spread to the rest of North America. It did not. This spring, caseloads were not consistently higher in parts of the U.S. that had relaxed masking and social distancing, such as Florida and Texas. Then the other question about these illegals coming across. This is a very solid question from Lieutenant Governor Patrick of Texas, when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What do these people actually do when they get past the border check and they go into America? Where do they go? Where does that 15-year-old kid go who doesn't speak English and he's three grade levels behind? Does he go to school or join a gang or live a life of crime? How does he get a job? He's not a citizen. How about those adults? Where do all these people actually go in the community? What happens to them? Nobody actually follows their trail. Follows their trail of what happened to these people. Mm-hmm. This is inhumane to them. It's a disgrace to this country.
Yeah, it is inhumane to them and a disgrace to the country. And yet they continue to push it and say that we're dealing with science here. The COVID cases related to cases of folks testing positive, I told you previously. The tests, apparently, according to some doctors, are so accurate now that one of the tests, checking up through your nostril, it could find one dead COVID molecule, and you'll be tested as positive. Maybe you already had it, or maybe you never really knew you had it, or whatever. But you're not really positive except for that one molecule. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb had said just yesterday, he said, this Delta variant that suddenly has surfaced, it's already run its course. He said, we'll be through it another 2 or 3 weeks. That's his opinion. And he said, so there's no reason to suddenly have these new mask guidelines. He said, they're not going to have any impact anyway. You know, to that extent, Frank Van Brie, who had hosted for me from time to time, and does a very good job on going to tell him that instead of pay him. Maybe I can get away with that. He decided, he was asking, he said, where do we stand on death rates versus COVID and so forth? And he's talking about in reference flu. What about the flu? Now, I know many have asked that before. We have talked about it some, but I'm going to share what Frank dug up since he went to the trouble finding it. Went to the CDC and the Pediatric Flu Death Central Estimates. Now, these are their estimates that deaths attributed to flu involving those from 0 to 17 years of age. Back in 2012, there were 1,161 reportedly dying of flu in the 2012-2013. 870 of that number were 5 to 17 years of age. Now, if you lost a child, it doesn't really make a difference. These stats all come down to the loss that you suffered, and I grieve with you. I do. I can't imagine it. I can't. That was 2012-2013. You look at last year, the last updated figures, 2019 through 20, flu death estimates for pediatric, according to CDC, 0 to 17 years of age, a total of 434. 250 of that number were 0 to 4. Now the CDC reported pediatric deaths with COVID as of July 21. With COVID, 2021, 0 to 17, total death cases, 213. Total based on CDC. And then we've got an Olympian that made his own decision, kind of like Simone Biles did, reference the Olympics, but this time dealing with a mask. And Dr. Rick Layman's going to deal with that when we continue.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable. But we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed. And at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This ain't no place for no hero. This ain't no place for no middle man. This ain't no place for no hero to call home.
This ain't no place for no. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And joining us once again, we've had him on numerous times before, also a very good close personal friend, and in full transparency, I've used him as a surgeon 2 different times for a rotator cuff, things of that nature, so I want to be upfront about it, but also a good friend and a knowledgeable person, Dr. Rick Layman, U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. Doctor, glad to have you on board with us again.
Larry, thank you for having me on board.
Well, you had treated a lot of Olympians, including Jackie Joyner-Kersee and various pros. I want to come back to that subject in a moment. But first of all, I want to get your take on all this latest runaround hair on fire that we got to remask and we got to demand vaccinations because things are totally out of control with COVID or the Delta variant. And yet some sources, scientific sources, say that Delta variant might be more transmissible, but not near as deadly. In other words, your take.
Well, you know, there's 2 problems with the CDC. The CDC has all this money, and all they need to do is do a double-blind study, and they need to give half the people masks and half the people no masks and see who gets infected more. And that was kind of done because in California, everybody was masked up, and in Florida, nobody was masked up. But they should do a double-blind study to answer this question because if we're wearing masks for no appreciable reason, then we're wearing masks for no appreciable reason. The second thing is the Delta variant still probably is worse, and the people that are going to get the Delta variant are people that aren't vaccinated. But still, you have to think about this. These people are at low risk. So the numbers are creeping up. They're mostly in unvaccinated people. They say that you may be a carrier for the Delta variant. and not ever get symptomatic. But lastly, why isn't the CDC doing simple studies to answer these questions? They have unlimited money, and that's where my problem is. They're not following the science.
Well, you raised a very good point there. And by the way, wherever you are, stay where you are, because your cell was breaking, but it's very clear now. To that point, when Dr. Fauci had originally said, when this hit our shores, you don't need a mask, don't worry about it. And he later said, well, I did that because we had to protect it for get the mask to medical personnel, frontline workers. He was with the National Health Institute Infectious Diseases for years before that ever happened. CDC has been in existence. They didn't think ahead that this might happen at some day, but now they're all racing around. And Dr. Fauci had said about a week before the CDC revised the mask guidance, he said, look for the CDC to suddenly say you need to go back to mask. So are they taking instructions from him? Or are they actually doing what they think is best?
Well, I think they're following social media. They're following Dr. Fauci. They're following public sentiment, but they're not following the science. And whatever the science is. You know, if they do a double-blind study and show that masks make a big difference, then we should all wear masks. But to just say now, since everybody's hacked off and concerned and we don't want to cause a panic, we're going to have everybody masked back up, that doesn't make any sense. That's not science. The other thing is, are we just going to shut down again? I mean, if the CDC now says, hey, we have to close all restaurants and close all schools and close all stores, I mean, are we going back to that? It can't be arbitrary. There has to be some semblance. We're smart people. There has to be some semblance of science to see what the cause is, number one. And, yes, I think everyone's going to get revaccinated because it's in Pfizer's best interest to revaccinate everybody or whoever, Moderna. You know, I mean, if they sell another trillion doses,
bottom line,
they want you vaccinated.
Bottom line dollar. That's always in the back of many minds. And one other point along that line, we could do these studies. It'd take a while, but they could look at exactly what's happening. Some of the California counties that have the above average vaccination rates also reporting higher cases of COVID. I mean, so there's one, not just a study, that's real life experience. I just had a report out of Cape Cod that 80% of those cases that suddenly popped up involved vaccinated people.
So, and again, you know, so then you have to answer the question, is this not a good enough of a vaccine? Or if you get vaccinated, are you safe? I.e., you're not going to get real sick. I believe if you get vaccinated, you're probably not going to, you may get it, the Delta variant, but you're probably not going to get sick. But what we're seeing isn't vaccinated people. It's unvaccinated people generally. And the people that get vaccinated generally are less sick. Now, we're going to have to mutate the vaccination, right, for the Delta variant and the Gamma variant. There's two or three variants coming. And the next, just like the flu, you got to change the vaccine.
And you're right to that extent. In fact, Dr. Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner, made that very point. He said the Delta wave, he said, we're going to be through that another 2 or 3 weeks, and into something else.
Well, and every time we have a virus, now we're going to shut down the country? I mean, that can't be.
All right, well, I want to go back. Before I do, real quick, this is something there was a physician I told the audience about the other day, talking about how woke some universities had gotten. A physician teaching a course at University of California Medical School, and he made a remark that he felt he had to apologize for. He said, I said, when a woman is pregnant, which implies that only women can get pregnant, I most sincerely apologize to all of you. What is your thought as a physician when you hear another physician apologizing for saying only a woman can get pregnant?
Well, again, you know, to follow the science, that's a fact. And I think this whole thing where you can't call people he and she anymore and you can't do any of these things has gotten beyond crazy. But that, you know, you're going to apologize because men can get pregnant belies the truth, right? Yeah. I mean, no man can get pregnant. That's just the way it is. But like you said, the woke out there, you know, that they would make a correction like that. And that's just unbelievable.
All right. And now, I had mentioned earlier, and I know we're not violating any HIPAA because you've clearly acknowledged it before, as she has, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, obviously a gold medal winning Olympian repeatedly, and others that you have treated You know the stress and the strain. You've been at the Olympics. You've watched this. You've been caring for them as they are participating. You know the stress and the strain they're under, not only physically but mentally. And you told me before about how pro players, be it football or hockey or baseball, suddenly have an injury and they begin to, in their mind, they're beginning to have a hard time. Can I get back? Am I going to be good? The Simone Biles thing the other day, when she said that I just don't have the right mental frame of mind. A lot of people were mocking it and saying, well, you should have had that before you got to the Olympics. What is your take on that?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting concept. So we have Naomi Osaka, a little bit of a different story, and Simone. And Simone felt that there was a dissociation between her mind and her body. That you know, it's sort of like the pitcher who's throwing the ball into the third row. He just can't pitch anymore. And so her take on this is that she had, you know, she didn't feel safe doing these tricks. And these tricks are dangerous.
Sure.
Or these skills, tricks or skills. And they're dangerous and they're very difficult. And her take on it was, you know, all of a sudden I didn't feel like I could. It wasn't a mental breakdown. She felt like she was unsafe. Now, I will tell you, and you know, who our great athletes are our great athletes. And what do they want? They want the pressure. Monica Seles used to always tell me when it was 5-all in the third set, that's when I was in love. This was the greatest thing ever. Michael
right.
Jordan always wanted the rock at the end of the
right.
game. So that's what a true champion is. But I don't think I think Simone's a woman. She's a little past her prime, 24 and is a gymnast, a little bit old. And I don't think she quit. I think she really felt like, you know, something happened. Something clicked in her brain. Maybe it was the pressure. Everybody was talking about it. But she's had this pressure before, and she'll have this pressure again. So it's a very curious thing. I don't think it's a mental breakdown. But I do think as she gets older, she's going to question some of her skills, as Shaun White did. And I can name you 20
sure.
people I've taken care of who said, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea at 31.
Well, here's the other part of that equation, in the sense that, you know, if she felt that unsure suddenly, then when she goes out, an accident's more likely to happen if you don't have the confidence. And that one of the three or four moves named after her that she's basically created. So she's obviously skilled.
Well, she's the most skilled.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. She can do stuff nobody can do. And she's, you know, probably gymnast we've ever seen. But you know, the mental part of it is a big part of it. I mean, you know, that's the difference between Tom Brady and anybody but can throw the ball 70 yards. I'll get people that can throw the ball 70 yards. That's not where the trick is. The trick is being Tom Brady and being able to motivate men and knowing when to do what and being not to, you know, Jay Cutler couldn't do it. He was always under that pressure. He couldn't stand it. Tom Brady probably loves it. Like the guy that climbs up El Capitan with no ropes. I mean, he's probably just the greatest thing in the world.
Well, let me ask what real quick in a final 30 seconds, especially for the team, the Olympic team event, if she acknowledged that, you know, I don't have the right head or I don't have the right skill or, you know, I'm going to step out and actually it would help the team. Whereas if I insist I want to be part of it, I could hurt the team.
Well, she went out and got bad scores. I suppose she's right. You know, because she would have bad scores, and that would hurt the team event. I think people are disappointed. Sponsors are disappointed, but everyone's going to back her. You know, no one's going to come out and say,
right.
oh, we're against herself. But she's right in the way. If she didn't really feel like she could perform, then she could have hurt the total team score, which they got a silver. Personally, I mean, if this were me, and she probably will do this, a sports psychologist, and I would work through this.
And try to show her how to make it work. Dr. Lehman, as always, I appreciate your time, sir.
Larry, you're the best. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll do it again. Dr. Rick Lehman, U.S. Center for Sports Medicine. Speaking about the Olympics, of course, you know the mask. You're supposed to be wearing the mask. One Olympian, a U.S. Olympian, said, no. You want to hear this coming up. If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
Oh, smokestack lightning.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So yesterday, President Biden addressing reporters about the new mask mandates and also vaccinations. He's talking about he's trying to get all the states, you know, offer money to people to get vaccinated. We'll take it out of the COVID funds. We'll give it to them that way. And he even apologized, said, I'm sorry for those of you where I got vaccinated. You're not going to get any money. Just the way it goes. But it'd be better for the country. You know, it's kind of like, and you know, you've been there before. You've got either a cable service or a phone service or whatever, and you're paying such and such, and they come out with a new offer that cuts the, if you join now, you save half the price for a year. Well, then you try to say, well, I'm already a customer. I'd like to have that price. Well, no, you're a customer. You can't do that. So that's what he's saying. If you've already been vaccinated, when we were urging, almost demanding, tough luck. You're not going to get any extra money for it. And then while he's trying to explain this whole concept of vaccinations and masks as he sees it, and that probably is a struggle, he began his speech at the White House when he walked into the room wearing the mask. Okay, he's following the information, the instructions he had issued and Nancy Pelosi had issued. But then when he began to talk, he took it off. He took it off. And by taking his mask off, he technically broke the newly released guideline for D.C. requiring everyone to wear a mask indoors. And then when he went to go out, he didn't put it back on. In the Olympics, I was watching the Olympic golf, some of the Olympic golf matches yesterday. You know, I should have been there. I should have been on the U.S. Olympic team. Oh, the problem? Why? Well, I have the show to do here, you know. Traveling is kind of difficult when I got other things going on. It would interfere with my poker playing. And then there's a little fact that I'm just not good enough. That fact. But you've got a lot of these guys who are out there, and they have no one in the stands watching. Some of those who had gathered around the first tee, all of the folks were wearing masks. Neither golfer nor caddy and officials were wearing masks, it appeared. It's just, and they're outside. It really looks stupid. So Michael Andrew is an unvaccinated 22-year-old American swimmer. He was talking to journalists in the mixed zone this morning, or Friday morning, now a little bit later, obviously, in Tokyo. When he showed up to speak to reporters in this lockdown Olympics in the middle of a pandemic state of emergency, USA Today Sports asked, why aren't you wearing a mask like all the rest of your teammates? And as written by a reporter covering it, said one might have thought he might have suddenly realized his mistake, reached for his mask, put it on right then, out of courtesy of nothing else. And then the reporter says, no way, not this guy. What he said is, quote, for me, it's pretty hard to breathe in after sacrificing my body in the water, so I feel like my health is a little more tied to being able to breathe than protecting what's coming out of my mouth. And according to the way they're basically trying to, some of them trying to destroy him because of his attitude, saying his translation must be, I couldn't care less about you or the pandemic or the fact I'm not vaccinated. This is all about me. So now we've got many saying there's an ugly American in the midst of the Olympic team. And then you've got those that are insisting that if you're not going to be vaxxed, then you need to be punished. A senior correspondent for the website Vox, that is a left-wing website, is calling, well, in fact, here's what he wrote. Congress should increase the income tax rate on taxpayers who are unvaccinated and have no legitimate religious or medical reasons to be unvaccinated increase their income tax rate to 99%. Well, some say that, wow, that's pretty harsh, and it could also be extremely racist. Kaiser Family Foundation points out less than half of the black and Hispanic people have received even one COVID-19 vaccine dose in nearly all states reporting data. So not only is it going to be punitive, 99% income tax rate, and it would really hurt mostly the minority communities more than anyone else. I would say, thank God he's not a member of Congress, but who knows tomorrow, the way the left and the progressive are building, if we don't stand up and fight for what we need in this country. I'm not saying get out there in the streets and start shooting and rioting. I'm just saying we got to stand on our principles and say, we're not going to be pushed anymore. You're going to give us science or else. And to that extent, in the next hour, we're going to get more into that subject. And also the fact that Dr. Fake is being exposed as to why he's done his very damn best to stay far, far, far away from Wuhan. You don't want to miss the second hour. Let your friends and family know we're on the air so they don't miss it. Back after the news.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.